Hey, sweetheart. You look tense. Would you like me to take care of that for you? I was hoping that you would say that. Well, to help you this way, I'm going to need you to take your clothes off. All of them. Just double check that we won't be disturbed. Trust me, you don't want anyone to walk in on what we are about to do. Look good. Good pet. Why don't you just relax back a moment for me? Right there is fine. As close to lying back as you can get. Relax and just focus on my voice. It really isn't what I say. It's how I say it. My sweet pet. 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 Drop. Relax again. 3, 2, 1. Drop. Sink back and just listen to me. Breathe deeply and allow that even and calm feeling to spread through your body, soothing away tension. Imagine my voice as a touch. Softly running against your skin, skimming away any energy that isn't pleasant, any internal forces that hold you back from just relaxing. My sweet pet, it's okay to trust me. Just for a little while. Let my words guide you. Simply pulling your mind down. A heavy force. My voice is like gravity. Inevitable. Irresistible in that you can resist. If you choose. But even then, only for so long. It is so very tiring when you resist. It only serves to bring you deeper when you do, eventually and inevitably, give in. After all, the harder you fight against it is as if fighting against sleep. The longer you stay up, the more you need it, the more you need to drop, the more you need to drift down, the more that need weighs on you, heavier and heavier, and in the end it's inevitable that you give in. My voice is irresistible. You could force yourself to stay awake for days. Just like you could force yourself not to drop into trance right now. You could fight against it. Maybe you don't even think about doing so. But just as holding yourself up is instinctual, you need to stop thinking for a little while. Relax. Into a hazy dream. Smile and float along with my words. Smile and flirt as you imagine yourself in a dim and luxurious room. The walls are covered in thick, luscious curtains and tastefully pornographic tapestries. There is a thick smoke that floats in the air. And with every breath in, you find yourself sinking deeper into a blissful haze. Even your thoughts feel drugged, heavier, and almost more substantial, even as they go further away and away. They float along like wisps of thread in the wind, spinning and spiraling, spiraling and spinning, deeper, deeper down. I can see your thoughts. I can gather them up like the threads they are. Feel my whispers pulling at you. You feel them pulling at you. Pulling away your thoughts. And they spin away from you, thread-like. Attached to your brain, and yet, every thought you have, it vanishes and drifts away. But not just you drifting. I can see your thoughts. I can gather them up like the threads they are. Feel them all being brought together. Pulling away your thoughts, they spin away from your thread-like. Attached to your brain, and yet, every thought you have, you feel it being spindled away into the thread, being braided by my hand. As you watch, as every thought is pulled away, I pull more and more from you, turning these threads into a rope. And every thought you have, focus on it being pulled away, strengthening my rope. With a wicked smile, I start to loop this rope around you and an intricate pattern that goes over your arms, your legs, your wrists, your ankles, and your chest. Your every resistance strengthens it, thickens it, holds you tighter, more and more restrained, more and more helpless. Feeling more and more vulnerable as I stand up and look at my work. All looped around you. In my hand is one end of the rope. The other, of course, is still coming from your mind. You watch as I pull. You can sense it too. That slithering sensation. As the loops of rope tighten around you, stretching your limbs even as the loops tighten around your wrists, your ankles, your chest. Don't strain your neck trying to look around. You are bound down tight. And anytime your mind produces a coherent thought, it will be drawn into the web I have twined you into. You cannot move, except perhaps your hips a little. But that's good. I want you to be able to move your hips. That will come in really handy for the next part. What? Did you think I could be possibly done with you already? Of course there's a next part. I didn't just tie you down for no reason. No, I promised to help you. To release your tension. And I can see you right here. Where much of your tension comes from. Look at you, throbbing and needy. But I don't want your excitement and pleasure breaking you from the trance I have you in. So in this suggestible state your mind is in, where all thoughts are currently tied up, I am going to give you a few suggestions. A few instructions your subconscious mind can follow without you even needing to think about them. You could, of course, disregard them if they were something that hurt you. But you know you can trust me. I would never harm you. So you can let my words sink in and change the patterns of your behavior, your automatic responses to simple things such as touch. Every time you hear a sound, any sound, while you're under my influence, I am touching you. Every whisper of the rope against your skin, of our bodies moving on the sheets, you feel me against you, on you, stroking you. Every breath you hear, feel in the most delicate of places, the most erogenous, the most arousing, the most tingly of sensations running over your body. It feels good. You are doing so good. My sweet pet, I want to suck your cock. Even as my words, fuck your brain. And every time my mouth touches your cock, you will sink deeper into trance, deeper under my power, even as arousal builds within you. And when my mouth comes up, you'll wake up a little bit. Not all the way, just enough for your thoughts to give a muffled thought before being dropped deeper by my lips as they come back down. And you drop back down until I tease you, slowly drawing my lips up your shaft, popping off your cock with a kiss, bringing you up just enough to hear my words, feel them slide inside of you, take advantage of your blissfully hazy and suggestible state. Here, let's try it. Feel the warmth. My breath is my lips. Hover over top your tip. Your breathing starts to speed up as anticipation drips through. A thrilling drug that sends your mind even more senseless. Void of any thought that isn't my lips about to touch your cock. How good it's going to feel. How deep you are going to go. I know within this deep and intense trance, with so many pleasurable sensations coming at you, it can be hard for your brain to focus on any individual feeling. And so every time I put my mouth on your cock, I will say the word, pleasure. And every time you feel the pleasure of me sucking you deep in my throat, you will hear the word, pleasure. Your mind will sharpen just enough to focus on that one word, one thought, one feeling. Pleasure. Mm. focus on how good it feels. Good boy. And when the sounds stop, your body and mind notice and acknowledge the lack and the loss, and you start to wake up a bit. Poor pet, you look so cute like this. Tied up and vulnerable. Eyes begging for more. More. Good pet. Feel the pleasure as my lips wrap back around you. Lost in your own little wild bliss. All you can focus on is the licking and sucking. I'm playfully fucking the little hole at the top with my tongue. Gently swirling around the head of your cock. Just dropping deeper and deeper as my mouth takes you deeper. Mind pulling slowly up as I stop. Count you down to it this time. Count you down to the bliss. 3. My mouth hovering. 2. Soft touches of my breath driving you wild. 1. Feel the pleasure. Good boy. Good pet. You are doing so good. Just relax under my ministrations. Let my mouth do all the work while you just feel pleasure. Feel as the pleasure builds. Focus on nothing else. Focus on that feeling, that building pleasure and pressure, and my tongue lapping at the underside where the veins are. I can feel you throbbing. Twitching. concerned, I'm going to make you come. Snapping my fingers as I suck on your cock. Each snap, a bigger wave of pleasure. Each snap makes your body clench in pleasure. As you come closer and closer and closer and... Oh, baby. You're doing so good. Just vividly imagine my breast pressed together in between your knees. I'm moving them up now. Pressing them together even as my lips leave your cock. One big soft tit on each side, pressing in. Using my spit and your pre-cum to lube the way. I'm pressing my tits together, covering your cock as I move them over you. Rubbing them, they're so soft and warm and big. And, oh, they wrap around you, enveloping you. I want you to come on my face, baby. I want to lick my lips and savor that yummy taste while you... while your cock is fucked by my tits. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. It's okay if you need to thrust a little bit. Oh, it's okay. Just feel that pleasure. Feel that pleasure even as my mouth comes down. My tongue tickling the tip of your cock every time it comes out of my tits. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah, that's it. That's it, baby. Come closer and closer and closer. You need me to count you to it, sweetheart. I want you to feel more pleasure with each and every number we go down as 5. I want you to give me that sperm, baby. Blast it on my face. 4. Oh, yeah, that's it. Maybe if you're an extra good pet, I'll make you lick it off my face. 4. 3. Fuck. I can't wait any longer. I want to taste you. 2. I want to feel it covering me. 1. Give it to me, you little slut. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Yes, that's it. Come for me. Feel the pleasure as you burst and splatter and all throb and thrust and... I did catch some of it in my mouth. Good pet. Here, let me just clean you off. Just relax. Just focus on hazy afterglow and pleasure and feeling so good. You did so good. My sweet pet, you were perfect. Perfect. You know, I've decided against making you lick it all off my face. Instead, I think I'm just gonna scoop it up with my fingers and put it in my mouth. And now I want you to give me a kiss. Do you like the way my tongue thrusts your own gum inside your mouth? My dirty little pet. That was good. Now just relax as slowly I unwind the rope. And while your arms and legs are slowly freed, you have no real desire to move them yet. You stretch a bit, squirm a bit if you need to, but you feel so good that the afterglow just holds you down. And it feels so nice to just drift this way. Good bend. Good, good bend. Now in a moment, I'm going to wake you up. Let any triggers that you don't wish to keep fade away from you. Let those you've enjoyed and want to enjoy again sink deep inside of you into a place where they can be activated, but only when it's safe and fun to do so. Find your mind slowly drifting up, your thoughts no longer being pulled out. In a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers one final time, and you are going to feel one final burst of pleasure, and you're going to wake up for me. Good bend. Wake up. You did so good.